I'm Brian Scordato, and this is the Idea to Startup podcast brought to you by Tacklebox. We accelerate ideas into real companies through the Tacklebox membership, and we think through startup strategy every Wednesday on the Idea to Startup podcast. You're here because you're thinking about an idea, or you're ready to launch something, or you already launched something and you're running full steam ahead. We're here to help with the counterintuitive stuff. On to it. Today, we're going to thrash around a bit on an idea. Based on the emails I'm getting from listeners and people interested in Tacklebox these days, I have a feeling this is the way a bunch of you are thinking. AI plus something big and broad you assume AI can help with, but aren't entirely sure how. AI for diet, AI for curing loneliness, AI for housing, AI for dating, AI for elder care, AI for writing books, AI for farming, AI for whatever you do every day at your job that annoys you, and AI for figuring out if the tree in your backyard is going to fall or not. That last one I actually like. There are four trees in my backyard that are big and tall and ominous and sway in the wind more aggressively than the little guy when we put on Bruno Mars. I don't know if these trees are dangerous or if the swaying is normal. A friend who pretends to know things says that the swaying is good, like how skyscrapers sway. The stiff trees are the ones you need to worry about, he says. When I bring our tree guys out to take a look and get a quote, they all say, yeah, sure, that thing's going to come down any minute. And when I ask why, they cite the wind position or the lack of roots or the abundance of roots or the leaf shape or because Mercury's in retrograde. Then they quote me anywhere from $750 to $4,000. And when I ask for a little more clarity, they say, hey, we'll take off 20% if you pay cash and let us do it tomorrow. When I say no, they leave and never reach out again. And I'm left watching my trees sway like Bruno Mars is on, wondering if they're going to reach my house if they do fall. We talk about wedge products a lot in the pod, and man oh man is the Will the Big Old Oak Tree Reach My House If It Falls measuring app a nice little wedge product for a tree service. Anyway, I won't think up a corny pun for the AI for If a Tree Will Fall app because despite that ramble, we aren't talking about trees today. Although I do know some of you caught it. A corny pun. Acorn. Sorry. Okay, we're back. My two cents on people chasing AI for X is that it's a good thing, despite lots of people thinking it's a bad one. But if the promise of AI making the product easier is what you needed to go tackle big, hairy, difficult, intimidating problems, then great. I'm all for AI as the permission structure to go after hard, important stuff. So today, we're going to leap into the big, broad, difficult parenting and AI idea space. Because parenting is hard and important and complicated and nuanced, and AI could theoretically make it easier. Plus, I get like 10 emails a week with various AI for parenting ideas. So let's get to it. The three questions for any startup, AI or not. The point of this episode, and any episode where we talk through an idea, is to make the process approachable, to humanize it. Because while startups are hard, I promise you a bunch of people way less capable than you are making it work. All you need is a process, focus, discipline, a secret, and a whole helping of chutzpah. I can't help you with the last one, but I can help with the first few. So whenever you come across a new idea, or are searching for a new idea, or are inspired by something like AI, you want to anchor yourself with three simple questions. Who's it for? What will it help them do? And what do you know about this person that everyone else is missing? In Tacklebox lingo, that's the Frank, or our first customer segment, wild success, or the state you'll help them reach after you solve their problem, and the secret, or the thing you know that no one else does that'll create contrast against any competitor, the thing that anchors our strategy. Most people who want to start a startup think you need to have those things lined up before you start a business, but that is the secret of entrepreneurship. That fear of needing your ducks in a row is the scary bouncer that keeps most people out of the club. The people inside know all you need to start are the questions. Entrepreneurship is the act of finding those answers. You start with the questions, not the answers. So let's get started on AI for parenting with those questions as our guide. But one quick caveat before we do, and it's about magic. AI isn't the thing that creates the magic. We're using AI as an example because that's what people are coming to us with, and that is the tool set that most non-technical entrepreneurs are going to leverage to build businesses in the coming months and years. It makes tons of things possible for non-technical folks that simply weren't months or years ago. But the best way to build a startup with AI is to forget about AI. It's very Fight Club that way. AI matters to your customer about as much as the programming language used to make Grand Theft Auto matters to the teenagers who play it. AI has changed how problems are solved for the people solving them, but the most interesting and difficult part of entrepreneurship has always been, and will always be, the relationship between the problems and the customers who have them. Products are easy if you understand problem and customer better than your competitors. They're really hard if you don't. An extraordinary AI solution with a bad problem or no customer is going to be useless. It'll actually be worse than useless because you might get a few early adopters who try it out solely because they are interested in AI, not the problem you're solving, and give you a false positive. So our goal is to never mention AI to our customers unless they're expressly looking for it, unless not having AI is their problem, and that is going to be rare. The real magic, the magic we'll need to create, comes from removing something, ideally a really hard, painful thing. It'll never not be hard for me or most people to wrap our heads around this. Startups are about removing, not adding. You find a hard, important process, you remove the hardest step, and that is your startup. It'll feel like magic for the customer, and they'll pay you lots of money and tell all their friends, and you'll grow. But your instincts are always going to be to add to the situation instead of remove from it, and your instincts will always be wrong. So how do you balance your insatiable interest for AI with me saying to forget all about it? You live in the ebb and flow of startups. Your first priority, as our friend Kent Beck says, is to trade the dream of success for the reality of feedback, which means we need to speak with lots of customers and get feedback on their current problems, process, frustrations, goals, and dreams. But that feedback loop is going to be choppy. You'll reach out to customers, they'll take their time getting back to you, they'll schedule an interview in a week, and then they'll cancel it, and on and on. During your downtime, you get to knock yourself out looking at AI stuff. Focus your research on AI being used as a tool to solve the problems that are popping up in your interviews, ways to remove steps from your customer's process. Look at how successful companies are using AI. Try to back into the customer and the problem that they're working for. But remember, this part is secondary. Customer is first. Okay, cool. We're on the same page. So let's pick a parenting idea and work through the first steps. After, a little smooth jazz and a request for Tacklebox members. Hey, two quick ones today. If you're interested in pursuing your idea with our self-paced program, code Much Ado About Stuffing or Turkey Day are each still working for 20% off. Get going today. And second, I'm looking to bring a few founders interested in AI for parenting startups into our small group program, the one with bi-weekly one-on-ones with me. If that sounds like you, or you know someone doing it, apply at gettacklebox.com or email team@gettacklebox.com and let us know. Back to it. Who's it for, and what'll it help them do? I am, as you might know, a parent. We have one little person running wobbly circles around our house, and we're expecting another one soon. That gives me both a bit of domain expertise and a network of parents to tap into. Kids create inflection points for startups. When parents first find out they're pregnant, when their first kid is born, their kid's first sickness, and on, these are all moments where behavior naturally changes. Parents face moments that create all sorts of predictable emotions constantly. Urgency, fear, status level gaps, competition with other parents. Problems arise, and lots of parents will pay anything to solve them. That is what we look for in new markets. First, customers already trying to solve the problem, willing to overpay for solutions. And second, natural triggers that cause behavior change that we can latch onto. Parents check both of these boxes emphatically. There are problems to be solved, and customers are already looking to solve them. Now, it's time to add some depth. It's time to go problem hunting and learn more about the specific inflection points associated with those problems. The best way to do this, still, is to speak with customers. There are a lot of products popping up that are AI-driven customer interview tools. These let you interview the AI rather than a person, and that lets you avoid reaching out to anyone, which sounds great. It's not. It's a disaster for two reasons. First, your first customer segment will be about nuance. Specifically, it'll be about a secret that you have that other people don't. That is what a niche really is. But AI guarantees you're going to have the opposite. It'll aggregate information and give answers that people already know when you interview it. So, no secret. And second, a massive part of the interview process is the finding people to speak with part. This is a dress rehearsal for customer acquisition. If it's really hard to find your customers, it isn't going to get any easier when you try and sell to them. So don't use those tools. Sometimes the old way is better. For the AI for parents idea, I started the way you should for your idea, in my network. An email to 25 friends with kids asking if they'd chat about parenting, with a Calendly link to my schedule. My calendar filled up immediately. People love talking about their kids, another data point you get from running through this process manually. Enthusiasm. Second, I messaged a few closer friends and asked if they'd intro me to their friends so that I'd have some cold conversations too. I got 5 interviews from that. After some tweaking, I landed on the perfect lead off the interview question. It went, quote, "Walk me through the past week and tell me about the hardest moment you had with your kid." As always, asking about stuff that's happened in the past is going to give you real answers. Never ask about theoretical things your customer might do in the future. Only things that have actually happened are data points to base your business on. Here is a direct quote from one of the responses that was typical. As another note, I recorded these conversations with a tool I really like called Granola. I'll link to it in the show notes, and I get no affiliate or anything. It's just good. Quote, "Well, the biggest moment was Wednesday. I had a parent-teacher conference for my 4-year-old, and the teacher said he's struggling in a few areas. They suggested I practice at home, but that's hard because our childcare is patchwork. I take him Monday after school. One of the 2 grandparents take him Tuesday and Wednesday. A nanny takes him Thursday, and we're trying to figure out Fridays. Both me and my husband work. So helping our 4-year-old work on stuff is actually really complicated." I then dug into the moments, asking follow-ups like, "What do you do now?" to try to keep everyone on the same page. As you can probably guess, there were lots of problems from lots of types of parents, like this and different from this. After a bunch of interviews, 4 problem customer sets had separated themselves. Here they are. First, schedules and logistics for households with 2 working parents and multiple kids. How to get all the kids to the right spots at the right times is, not surprisingly, hard. Problem number 2, development uncertainty. This is often for first-time parents with a kid under 4. Basically, knowing if their progress is normal, especially if teachers or other parents or the internet might suggest it isn't. Number 3, sleep training. Parents with infants predictably struggled with this, but the bigger problems were when that problem came back. So when a 4-year-old won't sleep alone or a 2-year-old regresses. And number 4, care coordination. This wasn't logistics-based. This was when both parents worked and the child care was a mix of grandparents plus a nanny or an au pair or something else. Keeping everyone aligned on food, naps, behavior, and screen time was hard. This will almost certainly happen with your idea too, where you have lots of problems that all seem pretty good. So the question becomes, which do you start with? Glad you asked. That is the next section. And a quick note, if the interviews I just described sound awesome, but you're struggling to get them going, we're running another customer interview workshop soon. Sign up at gettacklebox.com/workshops. Problem selection. When you run interviews with more than 5 customers, you'll have a bunch of problems emerge. It'll be tempting to combine some customers and problems, or to go after all the problems simultaneously, or to just jump from one to the next. But this won't work. A core skill you need to build as an entrepreneur is to make a decision based on incomplete information, sprint after that decision for a specific period of time towards a specific goal, and then zoom out and reassess. Once you have enough information, you can see if that decision you made was right. I think of it like you've been dropped in the middle of the ocean. You spot a buoy, and you aren't sure if it's taking you towards land or not, but the best strategy is to go as hard as you can towards that buoy to make sure you're at least going in one direction with purpose. Then, when you get there, you reassess. When you find a few problems, pick one and run at it until you get some clarity, then reassess. We will pick our first problem using our problem characteristics. The best problems are one or a bunch of painful, frequent, urgent, growing, and expensive. When I go through the four problems we identified, each actually has a compelling case. They're all some level of painful, frequent, urgent, growing, and expensive. So I'm just going to pick the one that feels right. Decision by vibes is unfortunately another thing you'll have to get used to as a data-driven entrepreneur, as bad as that sounds. Speed to decision is usually the most important variable. We've talked about sleep on the pod in the past, so that's out. And general logistics seem to be more relevant to older kids that are going to practices and school plays and things like that, which means the target has kids older than me or my network have, and I want to solve a problem I'm close to. So that's out. Finally, development uncertainty feels like I'll need an actual expert on the team, which isn't a blocker, but for the sake of the pod and the sake of speed, we are going to get rid of that one too. Which leaves care coordination. For families where both parents work, have one or more kids under, say, six, and cobble together childcare from preschool and grandparents and maybe a nanny or a high school kid or a cousin or something else. Wild success for these customers, I think, would be perfect alignment across caregivers, with food, nap schedules, toys, screen time, skills they're working on, etc. The stakes here are big. If we can solve a real hard problem for parents, it doesn't just make their lives easier. It can free up their time, lower their stress, create a huge ripple effect in their family's lives, and make their kid healthier. I'm not really sure of this secret yet, which means I need to go back and have a few more conversations. I need to know exactly how the care coordination happens now, and that is what I'm going to do over the next week. I'm going to circle back to the parents I spoke with who mentioned this problem and go extremely deep. I'm going to figure out what they've done to try and solve it, understand who they talked to about it, who the experts in the space are, the influencers, the tools. I'll look for a wedge product we can test, and in between conversations, I'll try and figure out what role AI could play in a solution. And while I'm not sure it's the right direction, just like that buoy in the middle of the ocean, it's time to swim hard at it and reevaluate once we get there. That begins with speaking to customers to try to zoom in on a Frank, on wild success, and most importantly, on a secret. Exciting stuff. We're on to something here, and we're going to continue it next week. Till then. This was the Idea to Start a Podcast brought to you by Tacklebox. Come work on your idea like we did in today's pod at gettacklebox.com. Self-serve if you don't need us, small group membership if you do. Have a great week.